Of course, I'm sure they are smoking something that is very harmful to their mental health. I mean, for anyone who says that a 92-year-old man, soon to be 93, should rule for life, I believe that obviously they are not serious. I think that's a joke that is not funny. It is not a secret that President Robert Mugabe is a very old man. I mean, he has had his time. They are not even aware that constitutionally he can only do 2 5-year terms. But they say, even if he goes for the second term, assuming that he wins, because they obviously are planning to rig 2018, they are saying if he is alive in 2023, they say he should continue until he dies. So that means, assuming he lives for until he's about 120, 130 years, you know, his mother, Mbuya Bona, died at 103 or even 104 years. They say for as long as he's alive, he should be the president of Zimbabwe. And they say if need be, if he's alive, if the constitution has to be amended to accommodate him, so be it. That is what the ZANU-PF youths are saying. And I'm saying, look, whoever is advising these kids, these youths, obviously, is doing a very bad job.
So, Mr. Mangwana, you know, some of these kind of discussions actually may have a very serious impact on Zimbabwe. Like when we talk about the president ruling for life and all those kind of things, what do you think really should happen? Because some people are demanding that the president should leave anyway.
It's not for anyone to demand that the president should leave. The people who determined in 2018, we go to polls, then the people would say the president has to leave. They can only do that in the ballot box. We cannot subvert the will of the people that was expressed in 2013. The people expressed...
No, 2013, there was no will of the people. It was rigged. It was rigging.
We cannot go down. We cannot go down in those circles, Comrade Good. It's pointless. You know, we differ there, and we will not achieve what this particular discussion is supposed to achieve. And we have to make a difference. We have to make a distinction, rather, between political bluster and a political narrative which is set for the party. For example, I'll give you an example of a political bluster is the MDC saying Mr. Tsvangirai would only relinquish power in the MDC when he has been to State House at least once. There are people that are saying that. But it doesn't mean that's the position of Mr. Gutu or anyone else. This is political bluster. So it doesn't mean that if Mr. Tsvangirai fails to get to the State House in 50 years' time, he will still be leaving MDC. Again, that's political bluster. What does ZANU-PF want? ZANU-PF has got a Congress scheduled for 2019, in which we will go back and decide whether we want another leader or not.
And re-elect Mr. Mugabe.
Zimbabwe itself has got an election scheduled for 2018, in which the people of Zimbabwe will choose.
I don't know, could I chip in there?
Mangwana, let him chip in.
Look, we are looking at Mr. Mugabe's age. Look, I was looking at him yesterday on television at the news hour. I say to myself, look, if I had access to this gentleman, who happens to be Muzuguru Wedu, because I am his Seguru, I would really tell him to say, Muzuguru, I think I've had your time. Because all we are saying is, we should feel pity for him. He's an old man. You can see he's even struggling to walk. And for people to force that old man to still hang in there, they are doing it not for the benefit of the country. They are doing it not for the benefit of the nation. They are doing it for their own selfish reasons. These are people who are taking advantage of Mr. Mugabe's frailty. They know that whilst he's there in that condition, he can let them do what they want, do all the looting. And these are actually dangerous people. These are not patriots. So we are saying, for those of us who genuinely care for Mr. Mugabe because he's my guru, we would want him to retire and enjoy his retirement, not for people to force him to hang in there when he's clearly unable to hold on to power.
Mr. Mangwana, are you holding the president to some kind of, you know, ransom?
No. The president is being held to ransom nobody. The president is a willing leader, unlike others who are reluctant leaders. He is a willing leader who is elected by the people. Let's go back to the people in 2018. We are not too far off. It's exactly 2 years, I think, around now. So we go back to 2018, and the people determine. If the people say, oh, President Mugabe, it's high time you rest, so be it. But if the people say, okay, old as you are, fragile as you might look, let's go back to the to State House, so be it again. Why are people afraid of the will of the people?
I'm actually surprised that this is coming from Comrade Mangwana. He should know better.
Mr. Gute and I are two people here. Two people. There are over nearly 7 million registered voters in Zimbabwe. So we're simply saying, let's go back to the 7 million voters in 2018 when the time is up, according to the Constitution. We both, Mr. Gude and I, we both respect the Constitution. So let's just go back to what the Constitution prescribes, and we do that. That's all. That's all we're asking for.